Okay, it is 18:30, so we'll make a start. Welcome everyone who's in the room, and welcome Stephen online. I'll go to the agenda then. First item, apologies for absence. Have we had apologies?
Thank you, Chairman. We received apologies from Councillor Slater.
I just saw that. Thank you. Any declarations of interest? Don't see any. Okay. Item three is to approve the minutes of the last meeting held on the 20th of November. I so move. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Fletcher. All those in favour of approving those public minutes? Thank you. They're agreed. Item four, urgent business. I don't know of any, and I'm sure there isn't any. That's correct. Okay, thank you. Item five is the forward plan, Chief Executive.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from December through to the 31st of March 2024. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions necessary? We just note that, don't we? Yeah, just a note. Is that agreed? Agreed, yeah, thank you. Item six is the planning monitoring report. I believe Tom's going to take that. Please, Tom.
Thank you, Leader. So the annual monitoring report coming this evening assesses the effectiveness of the planning policies that the council has in the plan and how the objectives of that plan have been met throughout the year. The report this evening covers the period 22-23, and it follows a similar structure to previous reports that provide data on the core elements of planning, including housing, employment, retail, and other areas of data that are generally requested by stakeholders. I'd like to just
pick up on a couple of key findings, Leader. In terms of housing, this year we've had a high number of delivery of units, with 935 dwellings completed, 233 of which were affordable, which is around 25%, and the majority of these were in Burton, with 41 in Uttoxeter. 77% of the housing was delivered on greenfield sites, and the majority of completions were three-bedroom properties. In terms of employment, completion of new floor space continued, particularly on the allocated sites at Lansouth of Branston and Branston Locks, with around 117,000 square metres constructed. Turning to the town centres, these continue to experience change, and what we're seeing at the moment is an increase in the change of use of retail units to non-retail uses, such as offices, food and drink, recreation, health and residential units. So the report itself also covers other topics, including delivery of infrastructure, education and national forest planting as well. And the recommendation is to approve the report for publication on the council's website. Happy to take any questions, Leader.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions or comments from cabinet members? No. Tom has told us what the recommendation is at 11.1. I'll move that. Is that seconded? Looking for a seconder. Councillor Hawkins, those in favour? Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Item seven, Green New Deal review of progress. Is that you, Rachel? Please.
Through to GD09, which focus on promoting green technologies, increasing the use of public transport, work with local cycle firms for affordable bike rentals, work with partners to introduce the passive house housing development standard, find opportunities to use vertical and rooftop spaces to plant new gardens, and opportunities to create a network of community orchards and wildlife corridors. Key achievements highlighted include supporting electric bus and EV infrastructure bids, delivery of low-carbon home energy efficiency measures, piloting vertical gardens and identifying locations for community orchards. Ongoing priorities include finalising the parks development plan, developing cycle hire recommendations, promoting energy efficiency through planning, identifying options for a community energy project, and ensuring the success of the Newton Road Park community orchard. The report confirms that the Council is on track to meet its Green New Deal commitments and demonstrates that the Council's strong commitment and progress to date in delivering a wide range of sustainability initiatives. It recommends a continued development and delivery of the current Green New Deal initiatives to ensure all targets are met. And where there are financial implications for 2024 to 2025 financial year relating to any new plans in this report, it is recommended that these are considered within the annual review of the medium-term financial strategy.
Thank you, Rachel. You just, like the previous report, you've read out the recommendations for us. Any comments or questions from Cabinet members? No? So I'm happy to move those recommendations that Rachel mentioned. Seconder? Yeah? Councillor Fletcher? All those in favour? Okay. Thank you. None against? Thank you. Item 8, parking review. Who's taking this?
Thank you, Chair.
Please, Mark.
So this report provides a wide-ranging review of the Council's car parking service. This includes a review of ticket sales as illustrated in Figure 1, which shows a decline since 2017-2018. The Council introduced an app-based payment system in 2020, and conversion rates to app-based payments have risen to 31% in 2022-23.
But average across 22% across the 3 years that this payment method has been in place. The report provides an overview of parking facilities in the borough, and figure 2 shows the current tariff structure against competitor car parks, whilst figure 3 shows the number of available parking spaces in Burton and Uttoxeter. The table at figure 4 provides an overview of the Council's current charging rate for a 2-hour stay in comparison to our Staffordshire, Sitford and nearest geographical neighbours, and illustrates that ESBC continues to offer good value for money when considered alongside those comparators. A number of options for amendments to the parking tariff are set out at 5.5, and the recommended option is option 3, which proposes an increase in the parking tariff to the median average price derived from figure 4. Adopting the option 3 proposal would result in the following charges if accepted by Cabinet, which is a below inflation increase. So that would be up to 2 hours at £1.90, up to 3 hours at £2.90, and over 3 hours at £6. The report goes on to cover parking permits at section 5.5.6 and proposes as a 2-year pilot scheme a monthly permit charge of £100. The free after three scheme is reviewed at 5.6, and the report proposes that this scheme is phased out from April 2024. 5.7 covers other operational aspects of the service, including issues related to the serviceability of pay machines, and 5.7.6 covers ongoing maintenance. Full set of recommendations are presented at point 13 and are as follows. 13.1, on a case-by-case basis, underused parking spaces are converted into temporary urban parks. In addition, the proposed EV charging point installation at the Maltings, Uttoxeter, is used as a test pilot example. 13.2, option 3, is implemented for the parking tariff from April 1, 2024, because it offers a below-inflation price rise, which should support residents in parking in ESBC car parks. 13.3, 3 and 6 month options cease from April 1, 2024, and that the 12-month permit prices are frozen at their present value of £575 for the next 24 months and reviewed again in 2025. In addition, a 2-year pilot reviewed after 12 months of a 1-month permit is introduced. 13.4, free after 3 to cease from March 31st, 2024, as there is limited evidence to understand its worth. And 13.5, to consult with residents on the potential phasing out of parking machines and cash payments in council car parks with an appropriate lead-in time should this option be selected. And 13.6, finally, the community and civil enforcement structure and AMPR be the subject of a detailed review in 2024-25, subject to consultation with staff. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for reading out those detailed recommendations. I'll move those. Can I have a seconder?
Got a seconder.
Any comments? Questions?
Yeah, I have released a press release on this issue, so that was everything I want to say.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Moved and seconded. Those in favour, please show. That's unanimous. Thank you. Item 9 is the assessment of ESBC tree stock. Is that you, Mark, as well?
Thanks for having me again, yes. Tree assessment report then. So this report provides an examination of the condition of East Staffordshire Borough Council's tree stock. In an effort to provide a baseline position, a full inspection of the council's entire tree stock has taken place. These inspections have provided a snapshot in time of the health of the trees and provides a guide for potential future budgetary pressures. The findings of the inspections are set out at 5.1, with the entire council tree stock being inspected in early 2023. The inspections yielded a total of 5,602 records. And from these inspections, figure one identifies the number of interventions required and their estimated cost. Section 5.5 covers tree management, with the existing tree management policies potentially leading to an increased budgetary pressures. There is scope to evaluate these and adopt a revised practice should that be more nature friendly, or that could be more nature friendly. Woodland management is discussed at 5.7, and at 5.8 onwards, the report advocates the establishment of a tree nursery at the Go Garden in Uttoxeter and the Horticultural Centre in Burton upon Trent. The financial considerations are outlined at point 6, and the full recommendations are shown at 13. If I just go through those, Chair, 13.1 is that a revenue growth bid is submitted to uplift tree works budgets by £60,000 from 24-25 and reviewed again at the end of 25-26. 13.2, that underspend from tree budgets is automatically carried forward into the following year and designated specifically for woodland management. And finally, 13.3, that approval is given for the establishment of the tree nursery at Go Garden in Uttoxeter and the Horticultural Centre in Burton. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you again for specifying those recommendations. I'm happy to move those. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Fletcher, any questions or comments? Okay, move to the vote. Been moved and seconded. All those in favour? Again, that's unanimous. Thank you, Mark. Move on to the next item, which is item 10, review of tackling envirocrime corporate plan targets, and they're listed. Where's John? John, sorry. John, is your microphone on?
Sorry, it is now. Secondly, there is the team's actions to address ASB and fly tipping through initiatives such as the Tackle the Tippers campaign. Thirdly, we have the consideration of the introduction of mobile fly tipping removal vehicle. And lastly, the removal of fly tipping as expediently as possible. You will see, councillors, from paragraph 5.1 of the report that our mobile CCTV function has been active and to date has had 16 deployments. With a positive level of success, namely at Millstream Lane and Crayform. It is strongly anticipated that this particular target will be achieved. From paragraph 5.8 of the report, we highlight the work of the teams under the heading of Tackle the Tippers. The teams have regular fly tipping meetings, which have been instrumental in improving how fly tipping is investigated, how it's reported, and then finally removed. The group also serves as a platform for generating ideas for initiatives, best practice and intelligence gathering. In respect of the dedicated fly tipping vehicle, performance of the team to remove the fly tipping has been monitored and reviewed, and I think it goes without saying that a dedicated vehicle would be advantageous to the council's intentions and without the need to divert resources from other aspects of waste management. With this in mind, Waste Management have begun to assess what type of vehicle would be best suitable. The final target, the removal of fly tipping as quickly as possible. So the process begins with the CCEOs identifying incidents and evidential items and then transferring to Waste Management for removal. monitoring of the removal has been taking place, with quarter one showing that 85% of reports are removed within 5 days, and quarter two showing that 71% is removed within 5 days. And that concludes the update for the review of tackling viral crime. Councillors, I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, John. I'll move the recommendations at 13. Seconding? Yeah.
Chair, I believe, is this report just for noting?
I've got recommendations here.
Apologies, as you were, Chair. Apologies.
Yeah. Councillor Fletcher.
I mean, rubbish attracts rubbish, waste, litter attracts litter. So the speedy removal of prior tipping is essential, but at the same time, we need to temper that with the fact that it needs to be examined so we can try and find out who's done it and set an example to them. So I endorse these.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Recommendations have been moved and seconded. Can all those in favour please show? Again, that's unanimous. Thank you for that. Thank you, John. Item 11 is the homelessness strategy renewal. Please, Brett.
Thank you. The council is required under the Homelessness Act 2002 to adopt a new homelessness strategy every 5 years, and our current strategy from 2018 is now due for renewal. The legislation requires that the homelessness strategy is based on the results of a homelessness review. The results of the homelessness review are set out in the document at Appendix 2. The draft strategy sets out the context locally and nationally and has three key aims: improving homeless prevention, relief of homelessness, and accommodation. There are a number of points to highlight as follows. The draft strategy is 15 pages long and is therefore concise, so it should be read in conjunction with the homelessness review, which provides more detail on the activities listed in the strategy. The draft strategy recommends that the council maintain its commitment to delivering a high standard of homelessness services, for example, by working closely with the Department of Levelling Up's specialist advisor team and focusing on the key themes they have identified as being important. The issue of single homelessness and rough sleeping is given specific attention in the strategy, recognising the work that is being undertaken in this area. An action plan for implementation is to be produced annually in recognition of the changing landscape in homelessness. Before adopting a homelessness strategy, the Council is required to consult such public or local authorities, voluntary organisations, or other persons as it considers appropriate. The Council consulted for 4 weeks in respect of the review and then in respect of the strategy, with a few responses being received in each case. The responses have been used to further refine both documents. The recommendation is to adopt the draft homelessness strategy for the period 2023 to 2028. And with that, I'll hand back to you, Chair, and take any questions.
Thank you, Brett. You've heard what the recommendation is at 13.1. I'll move that recommendation. Is that seconded? Councillor Hawkins, thank you. Any comments, questions? I'm conscious that we've all seen these reports twice already. So we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Sorry, Ali, you were just a little bit too late there. Okay, thank you, Brett. Item 12 is the quarter two revenue and capital outturn report. I believe, is Stephen, are you presenting this?
Yes, I certainly can. Thank you, Peter. The report we have in front of us gives the outcome for the first half of the year. I think it's fair to say that this is a reasonably pleasing picture in that we're coming in modestly under budget, though I think it's important to emphasise that the reason for that spend within budget is largely due to the buoyant performance of our TOPE Treasury Management investments, which is something in the region of 800,000 over what was originally predicted when we set the budget in February 2023. Past performance isn't a sign of future success. Nevertheless, this is in part, certainly in large. Had we not had this good performance in treasury management, we would be very slightly over budget. But I would say that the position we are reporting to you tonight is one that many authorities would be relatively envious of. So this is largely good news. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. We do listen to that word of caution. Thank you. Ali, did you want to add anything? Thank you, Councillor Chowdhury. The recommendations are at 13. There are three to note. I'll move those. That's seconded. Councillor Chowdhury. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. And move on to the last item in part A. 13 is quarter two performance report. Is that you, James, please?
Yes, thanks, Leader. So this is the quarter two performance report looking at the Council's progress towards achieving its corporate plan priorities up to the end of September, along with the latest updates on the leisure contract performance as well as the Towns Fund programme as well. But really just to, I suppose, focus initially on the corporate plan. Each target has been graded using the usual traffic light style system of ratings depending on the progress of each individual indicator. And if we look at the 121 live targets that we have, this equates to the council being at 94.21% green overall. It's just 1.65% amber and just 4.13% red. So as you can see, the numbers suggest that the council's corporate performance continues to be very positive. And just to provide a bit of further breakdown on these high-level figures, the tables that you can see on pages 6 and 7 of the main report show a bit of further analysis, including how those percentages break down across the various corporate priorities, as well as across the individual cabinet portfolios as well. The small number of red and amber targets that I've mentioned, they're all detailed in the tables you can see on pages 8 and 9 of the report. This includes, you know, some narrative there really to provide the context around the situation with each of those individual indicators. With the following section of the report detailing two indicators that the target owners are proposing to Cabinet for removal from this year's corporate plan. It's also worth saying that Appendix 1 does include comprehensive data on all the indicators across the entirety of the corporate plan. But as I mentioned a moment ago, overall the numbers suggest that the Council continues to be in a very good position in terms of its corporate performance. The report also goes on to provide information on the performance of the leisure operating contract, which you can see in section 6 of the report. That's flagging no issues at all and again looks very positive. And also then the Towns Fund programme as well, which is detailed in section 7, which shows that all four projects are either in the design, procurement or delivery phases. There is further detail on the leisure and Towns Fund performance contained in the two appendices that we'll see later on in the agenda this evening. So that's really just a high-level summary of the report as a whole. As I say, across all three strands, it's very good performance across the three strands. So there are two recommendations that have been made to Cabinet. So that's firstly to consider the performance at the end of the second quarter across the three strands of corporate performance. And then secondly, to approve the deletion of targets RAD06 and PH01 that we've detailed in the report there. With that, I'm happy to pass back to you.
Thank you, James, and thank you for reading out those recommendations that are at 15. I will move those recommendations. That's seconded. Councillor Fletcher, any comments from Cabinet members? There is a lot of detail there who can help you. So all those in favour? Thank you again, that's unanimous. Thank you, James. Now we move into the private section or the exempt section of our meeting. So I will therefore move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as identified in the paragraph part 1 of the Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda. I've moved that. Can I have a seconder? We're all, please indicate, happy that we're to move into part B. That's unanimous. Thank you for that.